And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. You know, Revelation 2, verse 26, so very vital, so interesting, too. It says, "And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations." A lot of people, you know, wonder, who's going to end up controlling the whole world? Who's going to end up, you know, the kings of the earth? Well, there are a lot of people who would claim that. You know, could it be the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, Freemasonry, maybe the Zionist Jews? Well, God's got it all written up. He's got it. The history of the future, and it's revealed in Revelation, because that means reveal. The Revelation, chapter 2, verse 26. And Jesus, it says in Revelation, is the very spirit of prophecy. Are you an overcomer? If you believe in Jesus Christ and stick with him, well, you are an overcomer. If you witness of him to the world, you are his witness. And if you keep his works until the end, to you will he give power over the nations. What will happen to the nations? Well, the Bible has some very interesting things to say about the nations, and especially the last days, the end times, great empire that will culminate in the whole world being in the hands of a horrible man called the Antichrist. And, you know, it's not just a man, it's an entire system. The mark of the beast, the number of the beast, all of those things. And it says that men, even though these great plagues and horrible things occur, they don't repent. They're just hardened in their heart, and they continue to be on the devil's side. They're not overcomers. And whatever power they've got will be taken away from them. And the Bible talks about one great empire, and that is Mystery Babylon the Great. I wonder if this has any relationship to the United States of America. We're the world's sole remaining superpower. We've got so much money that we can actually create it out of thin air through our Federal Reserve, and we're giving trillions of dollars to all the banks and corporations in the world. Notice I didn't say the little people are getting it, not the little people. You know, foreign aid basically is the giving of riches to the rich. That's what foreign aid is all about. Well, we gave so many billions to Israel. Do you really think the common people of Israel got it? No. We give so many billions a year to Egypt and to Africa. Do you think the little people in those countries saw a penny of it? No. Foreign aid is the giving by the rich to the rich, while the little people look on, often in abject misery and poverty. But there is a great trading system, a great free trading system of money. I mean, I think NAFTA was just a part of it. And the whole world has these trading privileges. And the great shipping empires of the world, cargo ships full of all kinds of goods. Read Revelation 18. It's literally called the commercial Babylon the Great. And guess what the Bible says is going to happen to that great commercial trading empire, with ships and commerce going back and forth and cargo aircraft and money exchanging hands in all the ports of the world, very busy, and the railroads going up and down the miles of territory with goods of all kinds. In fact, Revelation 18 says, this great last day's empire, Mystery Babylon the Great, will encompass all the nations. And it traffics in all kind of merchandise, even including the souls of men. That's just another thing to trade. Think about that. the souls of men are traded as if they're wine and liquor and gold and jewelry and fur coats and furniture and all other kinds of products by this mystery Babylon, the great trading empire. But suddenly something horrible happens. Something goes wrong in the world. And that great system, Mystery Babylon the Great, suffers loss in one colossal day. In fact, in 1 hour. Revelation 18, verses 15 through 19 says, "And the merchants of the earth shall wail and mourn," or weep, excuse me, "and mourn over her." Why would the merchants weep that this great trading empire is destroyed in 1 hour? It says, "For no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. For in 1 hour is she made desolate." The whore of Babylon is made desolate in 1 hour. It's taken hundreds of years, centuries to build up Mystery Babylon. And yet it's destroyed in 1 hour. In 1 hour, the Bible says, is such great riches come to naught. The new world order, my friends, is headed for destiny. I know George Herbert Walker Bush announced the coming of the new world order, and they say that Gorbachev of Russia and Bush met on the Isle of Malta back in 1984 and forged a new world order. That was the headline in the New York Times newspaper. They forged the new world order. I have a new video out now. It's called Die, America, Die. If America is Mystery Babylon the Great, this great trading empire, the one who has all the money and can print all the money it wants and needs, that'll supply the whole earth and keep the earth going with prosperity. We're the leader of the new world order. We have been. But I believe that that's about to come to an end. And not only because God has prophesied these things to occur, but I believe the great men of this world have decided that America is to die. You see, you're too big for your britches, my friends. That's what you used to call it when I was back as a kid. Yeah, you're too big for your britches. You think you're greater than everybody. You think your wealth can win you everything. You think you can put military forces in 130 nations across this earth. You think you can prosecute 7 wars in the Middle East all at the same time in Iraq, Afghanistan, Yemen, Syria, Libya, and so forth. And now you're knocking on the door of Iran and threatening them. And now we've sent troops, Obama has, to Africa, and we've established what they call the African Command in, with our troops in Africa. Why would we want to send troops to Africa? Well, don't you know they've got minerals, treasures, oil, diamonds. Wherever you turn, whether it's South Africa with its diamond mines, Liberia with its diamond mines, there's gold, there's tin, there's aluminum. Why would we want to be in Afghanistan? There's iron ore and copper. Why are we in Iraq? Well, there's oil. And there's oil, of course, in Nigeria and 10 other countries in Africa. And we want to continue with this riches. Yes, the merchants of this earth have used and abused America. But we're not the perfect role model. And the whore that's been riding us, that is the Zionist Jews, are ready to make a change. You may be surprised. America is going to be replaced. We're not going to be the supreme authority anymore. Our dollar is being demolished right before our eyes. Our country is being taken down several notches, my friends, and it's got more to go. Die, America, die. That's the command of the New World Order elite, the ones I call the Illuminati. I talked about them in my book, Mysterious Monuments, in Codex Magica, in Circle of Intrigue, in Dark Majesty. Yes, I did. Have you read those books? Then don't worry. You can read about it in Revelation 18. Or maybe you could get my new video, Die, America, Die. You'll find all about it. 80 minutes, information packed. I don't know that I've ever put that information in one video. That much. Oh, maybe Rothschild's Choice. You sure found out who Barack Obama works for, if you got that video. Now you're going to find out what's going to happen to America. What is our destiny if the imperialist leaders of the New World Order have their way? Because they're going to get rid of America. Oh, don't worry. We still have all the natural resources they want to keep. We have oil too, you see. We have iron ore. We have coal. We have aluminum. We have gold. And we have workers who are trained, who are knowledgeable. We have high-tech companies. They can use us and abuse us. But they're going to level us. They're going to drive us down. And they're in the process right now of doing so. Why do you think we've had millions of jobs, even entire factories built overseas? Why do you think Michael Dell, who owns Dell Computer Company, the largest personal computer manufacturer in the world, why do you think he's over in Red China with factories? Why do you think Apple is wanting to sell to China Mobile Telephone Company and get its products? Why is Walmart, why is Pizza Hut building pizza restaurant after pizza restaurant in Red China? Say, I've never heard of that before. Well, you read up about it. In America, we haven't had a gasoline refinery built since 1976, but they've had 25 new gasoline refineries built in the last 10 years alone in Red China. What do you think that is? We invaded Iraq and 4,000 young Americans have died. Probably 10 to 20,000 more have lost limbs off their body, torn off their suffering bodies. You see them all the time on TV with artificial limbs. Why did they die? Well, I'll tell you why they died. Because there's oil pipelines that extend over to the Mediterranean going west, and there are cargo ships full of oil, big tankers loading up with Iraq oil, and it's all ending up in Red China. And Red China and BP, Rothschild's largest oil company, as I show in my video, Die America Die, guess what? They're getting the Iraqi oil. You know the oil that Dick Cheney promised you would get? He said, we won't even have to pay any money for our war in Iraq. Won't cost us a cent. We'll just take all of Iraq's oil, pay ourselves back. Well, oil is the second or third largest producer of oil in the world, depending on which report, which month it comes out. Think of that. Other than Saudi Arabia, Iraq has more oil. Perhaps more than any other country except Saudi Arabia, sometimes Russia, depending on how much they're producing that month. Russia's the second largest producer. But it's a big war between these three countries as to who's producing the most oil, but who gets the Iraqi oil. Well, I did a lot of research on this. I found out that BP Oil Company is working with a China National Oil Corporation. And guess what? The communist Chinese oil company working with the Rothschild BP oil company is bringing up all the oil out of the ground. $2 a barrel they're paying for the oil. That's what they pay. Puny little $2 a barrel they pay the Iraqis for each barrel of oil. And it ends up in China to be refined and sold to the whole world. Well, how much is a barrel of oil selling on the world's market? $100. They're making $98 profit. $2 to bring it up out of the ground. $98 they keep in their own pockets. Oh, I know they've got some cost of the refining and all that. But think of it. Think of it. Wow. Exxon Mobil is an American company. They didn't get the contract. Shell is a European company. Conoco is an American company. They didn't get the deal. How about that? We were excluded from the Iraqi oil. But the Red Chinese got it, and so does Rothschild's BP oil company, and the Israelis, Israel, China. You see, up to now, Israel has been riding the beast, and America's been that beast of burden. Now we're going to be part of the stable. We're still going to be part of the Satan's, you know, six-pointed star ranch. I guess that's his brand. He brands his cattle. We're just one of the cattle. But the big longhorn, I mean the big monster from now on, is going to be Red China. And I show that in my video, Die America Die. America is going to be replaced, as they say, in Hawaii. I've only been a couple times in Hawaii. I was flying through on my way from Vietnam and Thailand and so forth. And we landed in Hawaii and I spent all of a glorious 2 days or something. I didn't really like it that much. It was sort of cold when I was there, amazingly. I had short sleeve, you know, shirts, my Air Force shirts, and it was about 50 degrees. I guess they have a winter. I didn't know. They could have at least told me, you know, Hawaii has winters. Okay. Maybe not much of them, but they have them. But they have a word they call the kahuna. That means the chief. The kahuna. Who's the big kahuna? Well, evidently, Red China's going to be the big kahuna. America's been demoted. You ever come to Texas? Right here in Austin, Texas, where I live, they have a number of ranches. Some of them have the longhorn cow. I mean, very distinctive. You're driving down the road and you see a bunch of cows and you get used to it. Cows here, cows there. Yeah, we're big in cattle. Suddenly you see this big orange looking beast with some white spots on him. He's got these giant longhorns. I mean, these longhorns, you know, you can't even get your arms across, you know, to envelop them. That's the longhorn cow. I don't know if they have those in other areas of the world. Do they, Jerry? The longhorn? I'm not sure about that. I think we specialize in the armadillo and the longhorn. I know there are other states that have armadillos too. They're like prehistoric critters, you know. But we've been the longhorn, but I guess they cut off our horns now. And now Red China's going to be the longhorn. The chief kahuna. The beast. I don't know if that's much of a distinction. But America's still going to be under the employ of the New World Order elite. We're being demoted. And our wealth is being taken away. That's why the subtitle for my new video is this. The Illuminati plan to murder America, confiscate its wealth. That means your wealth, my friends, whatever you have. And make Red China leader of the New World Order. Whoever would have thought Red China would end up the leader of the New World Order? You know, George Soros. He's a Hungarian Jew, multi-billionaire many times over. He broke the back of England by making investment bets. Yeah, sure, they were bets. On its currency, the pound, some years ago. And by the way, watch out, because as gold was just a couple of months ago, was barreling up, you might say, skyrocketing up to around, you know, nearing $1,900 an ounce. And everybody said it's going to be $2,000, $2,500, $5,000 an ounce. Suddenly I read this little bitty headline in the Financial Times. It says, George Soros, this Hungarian Jew who lives in the United States and Europe and Red China, he sort of takes his turn living in these three areas. George Soros has sold all of his gold investment. Almost $1 billion worth of gold, and he sold it all. I wonder if he knew something that we didn't know. See, I had a lot of friends, they got very excited when all went over $1,900 a barrel, and they said, wow, this is it, Tex. If anybody has gold, tell them on your radio program, buy it. And I said, well, you know, I don't think I'm going to do that. After I read that George Soros had sold all his gold, George Soros bought it when it was like $600 or $700 a barrel. An ounce. Well, a barrel would be a lot of gold. An ounce. I get so upset about the oil price that now I'm in gold. I got to change my way of measurement here, Jerry. He kept it till it went almost all the way up to 2000. Then suddenly he decides to sell it all. Why? It's tripled in price since he bought it. Why would George Soros want to sell it? That's the question I ask. But, you know, I'm just one of those curious guys. I know you've heard on these other radio programs, buy gold, buy gold, buy gold. It cannot go down. Have you ever heard of the old saying, whatever goes up eventually comes down? Shoot an arrow into the air and it lands you know not where. Well, it may land on your head. folks, I grew very cautious, and I told my good friends, you know, you might want to change your investments if you've got money. I didn't have money in gold, so, you know, it didn't bother me. I mean, put your money in popcorn or somewhere where it might really expand, but I'm not so sure of gold anymore. Not when Soros sold his gold. And I think he knows what the elite are going to do. China, for example, was blowing up in its economy. China. Buying all kind of gold. They quit buying too. I saw that. China quit buying gold. Now they still have some that buy gold, but the stock market has been going down for about a year or two in China. That's interesting. And gold suddenly started going down. About 2 months ago, right after Soros sold his huge store of gold, suddenly started going down. Today, I think it's like $1,600 an ounce. It's down over $300 in just a couple of months. Now, it might go back up. I'm not prophesying. I'm just telling you that I told all of my friends, it may be a good time to get out and lay low for a while if you own gold, especially if you've made a profit in it. Well, what are you going to do? Well, I didn't have gold, so it didn't matter to me. I'm just trying to warn you. Gold has gone down. It's nearing the 1500s now. That's a pretty big hunk down. Well, what does George Soros say about America and its future? He says gold is ended as a great investment, and the price of gold went down $300 in just a few months. Here's what he said, and I show you the headlines. I introduce you to George Soros, who is a Rothschild agent. He was one of the biggest backers. He gave millions of dollars to who? To Barack Obama when he ran for president in 2008. And did not Barack Obama become president of the United States? Here's a man that knows a little bit about the future because he's with the Illuminati elite, including the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, who make the future happen. And here's what he said, and I quote him. You'll see him saying these things in my video. George Soros said, China will be the leader of the New World Order. American citizens better not resist. Oh, you're being threatened. China will be the leader of the New World Order. Soros and others even say, we're going to have a new global currency. The dollar is finished. Oh, it's going to hang around for a while. But it's finished, basically. Give it time. You know, I wrote a book some years ago called Millennium. It was right before the new millennium, 2000, occurred. It was entitled Millennium, Peace Promises and the Day They Take Our Money Away. And I said, kiss the dollar goodbye. It'll be many years, but they're going to progressively chip off the dollar. It's going to go down, down, down. I know I was called a kook, a scaremonger, an idiot, and worse. But you know, ever since I wrote that book, the dollar just has kept going down and down and down. And some say now it's finished as a world currency. In fact, they're saying Red China, we need to use the yuan. Some call it the yuan. As the world's currency. Others want to create a whole entire new currency. They even got a name set up called the Phoenix. We'll all use the Phoenix. Of course, the Council on Foreign Relations, Dr. Pastor of the Council on Foreign Relations came up with a report that says, what we need is a new currency for North America, the North American Union currency. We'll call it the Amero. Europe has the Euro, we'll have the Amero. I have a copy of the report by Dr. Pastor of the University of the Americas. I have the report. They even came out with a picture of what they thought the Amero that will replace the dollar should look like. Now, I thought the figure on it, you know, we have George Washington on our dollar bill, but the Amero, you know, I suggested probably there should be a picture of another person on it. Somebody with horns, maybe. But Council on Foreign Relations hasn't listened to me in so long, Jerry. They don't want to listen to me when I tell them the leader of their North American Union should have horns, because he really does. So why not go ahead and introduce him to the world, the one whom they worship and serve in secret? China will be leader of the New World Order. American citizens better not resist. And I show in Die America Die, one American leader after another has trekked. I call it trekked rather than traveled, like Star Trek, because they're far out of sight, these people are. They've traveled, trekked, to Beijing, to Shanghai. And there they've met with the big communist leaders, including the current leader, Hu. I like that name, Hu. Hu Jintao. And basically, they're licking the boots of the Chinese communist dictators. John Kerry's been there. Many people believe he's been accepting millions of dollars under the table from the red Chinese communist dictators. Tell you, a favorite of theirs is Chuck Schumer, the second highest senator next to Mr. Reid in the U.S. Senate. Yeah, Chuck Schumer's been there many times. I'll tell you somebody who's visited China and kissed their boots quite often, and that would be Henry Hank Paulson, former chairman of the Goldman Sachs Bank. He was the Secretary of Treasury under George W. Bush. I prove in my video, Die America Die, he has visited China 74 times, coordinating this new world order and the new currency that's going to come and the end of American sovereignty. That's right. Now we have a new Secretary of Treasury under Barack Obama. His name is Timothy Geithner. Now it's interesting that Geithner's father, who used to be head of the Ford Foundation, and they gave a lot of money to Obama's mother for her to carry on pro-communist projects in Indonesia. Oh, yes, the world of the elite is very, what would you call it? Sort of like puzzles. They all tie in together, don't they? But Timothy Geithner was trained on purpose to work with a Chinese. Did you know that he speaks perfect Mandarin Chinese language? Our Secretary of the Treasury speaks the language of the Chinese, perfect Mandarin. Who would have ever thought? Was that just a coincidence that he was made Secretary of the Treasury? And the job he had before, Mr. Timothy Geithner, our now Secretary of the Treasury, the job he had before was chairman of the Fed Reserve Bank of New York. Was that by accident that he became Secretary of the Treasury after he served with the Federal Reserve and speaks perfect Mandarin Chinese? No, China will be the leader of the New World Order, and America's being demoted, and our dollar is being destroyed, and the Chinese currency is leading the path to the shining light of the red star in this world. And you, dear friends, and me, we as American citizens, George Soros says, better not resist. Better not resist. Die, America, die. That's their theme. That's their theme. But most Americans don't know it. They think we can just have another election in 2012 and everything will be okay. We can elect Newt Gingrich. We can elect Mitt Romney. Or we can reelect Barack Obama. Or if he decides not to run or is disgraced for some reason between now and then, Hillary Rodham Clinton can be president of the United States. And everything will be all right. But it won't be. The New World Order elite have chosen. And you and I better accept it, or else, their agent, George Soros, has said. Now let's take a quick break. And we'll return. I want to talk to you more about how China is going to rule the world. And we're going to pay for it. And we're going to get very hungry. And the dark ages are coming. It's here, my friends. It's knocking at the door. Not just scare tactics, but truth. Stay with us. I'll be right back. I'm Tex Mars. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. Die, America, die. Hello again, friends. I'm Tex Mars, and we're offering Die, America, Die. It's the first video that I've done in quite a while. And I suppose the Lord just had me keep researching and researching until I got it right. And man, the materials that I've had were just astonishing. And you know, I'd be ready to go to press on this thing and ready to record it. And suddenly, you know, God would ensure that I got a bunch more research material in. Now I'd have to study that and read it and corroborate it. And until finally, I mean, my office was both here, I mean, I have an office at home and right here. And well, Wanda wanted me to clean it up. She said, you've got to do that video, get rid of all the research materials you've been gathering for all these years, and especially in the last 6 months or so. Well, I finally did do it. Die, America, Die is the name of the video. The Illuminati plan to murder America, confiscate its wealth, and make Red China leader of the New World Order. Die, America, Die. Very dramatic title, but you know what? I didn't need a fancy title. Just tell the truth. They're wanting to kill America. They say that we're too big for our pants. They say that, well, they want to make Red China leader of the New World Order. Who are they? The Zionists, the billionaires, the Illuminati elite, members of the secret society. They're all one and the same. And they have a plan. It's to murder America. Can you murder a country? Sure. It's interesting to me that the Bible says that Jesus Christ will be the judge of every man. Jesus will be our judge. But it's interesting, it also says that he will judge the nations. Isn't that fascinating? God will judge the nations. There's some that are sheep nations and some that are goats. Isn't that interesting? Every nation is judged. I wonder now if America's sins have finally caught up to us. Abortion, since Roe versus Wade, all these years, over 50 million little babies have perished. Look what Hollywood, what Broadway, the entertainment industry has done to this country. Look what our educators and our public schools have done, polluting and destroying the minds of our kids. Is there no punishment by God for this horror? God is watching. And I think now we're going to have to pay. You know, I did an audio tape several years back. It was called The Party is Over. And I'm here to tell you, and here's what's amazing about it. At the time I did it, it was called The Party is Over. America was riding the wave of prosperity. And I said, watch out. This is it. Things are going to change. God gave me a dream. He gave me a vision. A lot of people don't believe in visions from God. I do. I know it's true. And God showed me, and in my dream, there were all of these, the rich of America, and they were all having a grand old party inside a gigantic mansion. And I was on the outside. I was locked out. They wouldn't let me in. Didn't want me around. I might preach to them. I might tell them some things they didn't want to hear. And I looked in the window, and wow, you know, I could see in the window they were partying, and they had on the fanciest clothes and dress. But I also noticed something else. There was an incredible movement, a stir in the world. A hurricane was coming in. Now, friends, I know hurricanes because I come from the Gulf Coast of Texas. And from the time I was a little kid, you know, through Hurricane Audrey, Hurricane Carla, we had these monstrous hurricanes come. And in my little town of Port Neches, Texas, sometime we would have to leave and drive, you know, upstate to get away from the hurricane when it came in. We would board up the windows and all those things and try to leave town before it came in. And sometimes people stayed behind. I remember 1955 Hurricane Audrey, I think 500 to 600 people perished. They stayed at home. They didn't listen. And tidal waves over 20 feet came in and took them all away. But in this vision, I saw the great wind stirring up and kicking up. And I saw the leaves of the trees shaking. And I felt the wind, and I wasn't even dressed right. And I had, you know, my clothes, I was trying just to keep them on, and I began to beat on the door, and then I began to beat on the windows, and the music was so loud, and the partying was so stupendous inside that nobody would listen to me. And I begged them and I hollered and I screamed and I cried and I pleaded. And I said, please, we've got to get out of here. You've got to leave right now. They wouldn't listen. And they were all destroyed. They were all destroyed because they wouldn't listen. I think that America has not listened. And now our murderer has come. Our murderer. We only had one method of safety, and that was Jesus Christ, the truth, the way of righteousness. And we said, no, we're going to take another path. We don't want to go that road. We're going to take another path, the path to prosperity, the path to war, bloodshed, the path to criminal activity against even the most innocent of children. That's what we've seen, this Penn State University trash and what is happening with our kids and the parents and the drug wars. And now we must pay. The handwriting is on the wall. And that's what I said in my audio tape, my CD. I don't even know if that's still available. The handwriting is on the wall. Just like in the book of Daniel, the finger came up on the wall and began to write. And God has been writing us a message, but we won't read it. We won't look up. And yet the hand has been writing. And even the elite have been given their orders. You see, I don't think the Illuminati elite act on their own. I think God pulls the wool over their eyes and makes them do evil. And God uses the evil people in this world to accomplish his judgment. Isn't that astonishing? Israel did not obey God in the days of Jeremiah, and he used Nebuchadnezzar and the armies of Babylon to conquer Israel and carry them away into captivity for 70 years. God used Nebuchadnezzar. He was anointed of God for his purpose. I think God is going to anoint these people. That doesn't mean that they're wonderful, lovely people. But God gives them the power, the anointing, to do evil. There's two kinds of an anointing. One to do good, one to do evil. I create evil, the Bible says in the Old Testament. Now, I want you to have my video. My newest video, Die, America, Die. 80 minutes packed. Newspaper headlines, the people. You'll find out who's been going to China, who's been making all these arrangements. You might be shocked at some of the people. And where has all our money been going to? It's been redistributed. Our wealth is being taken away from us. You'll see, for example, a new General Motors plant. They're building new cars, General Motors, and their profits are bigger than ever. They were about to go bankrupt just a few years ago. And you'll see our Secretary of State, Hillary Rodham Clinton, visiting one of the new General Motors plants. Built with taxpayer dollars. And guess where it's located? Where the workers are that have the jobs there. In the faraway land and country of Uzbekistan. That used to be part of the Soviet Union. There they have a new, sparkling new General Motors plant. And Hillary was so proud to see all the workers as these cars, these GM cars, were coming off the assembly line. Friends, America has been demoted. It's our time to die. And Red China's time to rise. I think God is promoting Red China. But what a promotion is that? It's like being head of some satanic industry. That's what it really is. How would you like someday God called you and said, I'm putting you in charge of the porno industry in America. I'm making you the top drug warlord in Mexico or Colombia. Now, what a distinction that would be. Where would your destiny lie, my friends? And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise, for in 1 hour is the whore made desolate. Revelation 18, verses 15 through 19. I want you to get this video. Die, America, Die. It's $25. It's 80 minutes long. Here's how to get it. Phone us toll free, 1-800-234-9673. Again, phone us, toll free, 1-800-234-9673. I encourage you to get it. Go to our website, powerofprophecy.com, and order the video there. It's right there on the homepage, a big ad. And by the way, we have a what they call a trailer, which means basically a preview. Remember, you used to go to the old movie houses? I guess they still have it. I haven't been to the movies for so long. But they would have a trailer or a preview of the coming movies. Well, online, you can go to powerofprophecy.com, and guess what? You can see the preview. Or you can go type in at youtube.com, Die America Die by Tex Mars, and it'll come up too. But we want you to go to our website, and you'll see an actual preview. It's 4 minutes long. It'll tell you a little bit about the video. You'll find out who is responsible for the murder of America, how they're accomplishing it, and what can be done now before it's too late. Die America Die. An amazing video. And I know I was inspired by God to produce this video. Like all my videos, I don't use a script. I have no script. I just say whatever God leads me to say. A lot of people say, I'd love to have the script of Rothschild's Choice or, you know, The Sun at Midnight or Illuminati Mystery Babylon. Or the Masonic Lodge over Jerusalem. I don't have any script, do I, Jerry? Jerry tapes it. I come in and I just do it. In this case, I talk for 80 minutes or so. And there it came out. But I thank God for all the research materials. And I spend weeks and weeks praying, contemplating, organizing my thoughts. And then there comes out the video. And I have wonderful people who work for me. Jerry, who takes care of the sound. I have a Banning or Chip, freelance folks who work for me and putting it all, you know, I give them all the stuff and say, okay, now here's how you do it. Sequence 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and they do it and they do a great job. I have Sandra who does the cover of my videos. She does a great job. Every once in a while, she even asks me my opinion on how I think the cover should look. Well, in any case, Die America Die. It's $25, add $5 shipping and handling, a total of $30, a total of $30. Now, when you get this video, I want to ask a favor of you. I want you to watch it yourself and really consider it, what's happening to America. Then I would like for you to invite friends over, family, neighbors, people from your church, and have them watch it with you and find out what they think about it. It's packed with information, documentation. Magazine covers and newspaper articles and online news sources. And you'll see in their own words, in their own mouth, in their own actions, what they are doing to you and me and our nation. 225 years of history going down the drain. Die, America, die. The murder of America. And the making of Red China. There's a reason for that. I'm working on yet another video. I want to explain why Red China is chosen. The great power of the East. You know, Napoleon, it was Napoleon who once said that Red China is, not he called it Red, but China is a great, great, great country, but they're asleep. If you ever awaken the dragon, he called it, watch out. They're awakening the dragon. And it's not only a communist country, it's a capitalist country at the same time. How can a country, how can a nation be both capitalist and communist? Because they're putting together, they're merging, they're synthesizing communism and capitalism. The worst of communism and the worst of capitalism are coming together as one. And the beast is directing the whole stage production. And there's three acts, and now they're in act three already. It's at hand. It's here. Die, America, die. $30, that includes shipping and everything. And we'll get it right out. I've got Paul who works with us, and he reproduces them. He makes, you know, the copies and everything. Does a great job. And he's assured me when we run out, he'll make some more. And when we run out, he'll make some more. Okay? Call us. Toll free, 1-800-234-9673. Write to us and send us the $30. Our address is Power of Prophecy, or just text Mars, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. And now we return to the program. And I'm, you know, really just giving a little look, and I'm telling you about this new video because I think it's the video of the decade. The video, DVD, I wish we had it in VHS, but we don't. It's only in DVD. The video of the decade. It really is a poignant snapshot of pending disaster. And in 80 minutes of shock and awe, you're going to discover the causes of the tragedy that now awaits us. I mean, friends, the American nation is reeling like a drunkard, tottering at the edge of a cliff and staring at a yawning abyss below. That sounds very poetic. You say, wow, where'd you get those words, Tex? Well, I guess my fertile mind, as given by God. You know, I don't know what I could do without God. I'm sure I would be a very miserable, terrible writer. I really don't have any real talent of my own. But thanks to God, I'm able to do these things. I think it's the power of God. You know, Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. I really believe that. Without God, I can do nothing. But thanks to the Lord, he just multiplies my efforts. You know, I have the back page. We have a newsletter coming out the 1st of January. You know, every month around the 1st of the month, we have a new newsletter come out. And I have an ad for Die America Die. By the way, it's in your December newsletter already. If you already have the December newsletter from us, you'll see an advertisement, full-page advertisement for Die America Die. Well, for the January newsletter, I've expanded it to two pages, front and back, of a glossy flyer that we inserted in the newsletter. And on the back side, it says, the headline says, heart-stirring snapshots from the video Die America Die. And there's about 20 or so, you know, images that are actually in the video, and they're explained in the video. But just looking at them here, on this one page, they're shocking. There's a picture of George Soros. This one headline, it says, China will lead New World Order. Here's a picture, an image right out of an article in the financialtimes.com. How China should rule the world. Then here's another from a major newspaper, a feature article by a man named Gordon Rockman. It says, China or the United States? Make your choice. Everybody's going to have to make a choice in the world. China or the United States? Make your choice. Here's a picture of the bureaucrat over in Great Britain who works for the Prime Minister. This is in the London Telegraph newspaper. It says, world facing worst financial crisis in history, Bank of England governor says. He's head of the Bank of England. That's sort of equivalent to what J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, and the Fed Reserve put together for England. World facing the worst financial crisis in history. How about the 1930s? How about Black Friday, 1929? How about the Great Depression? Well, according to the head of the Bank of England, this is worse. Right now, we're undergoing it. Then here's the cover of Newsweek. Apocalypse Now. What is next? Apocalypse Now? Here's a picture of Chucky. I call him Chucky. Remember the little monster Chuckies in some movie? Look like dolls, but they would eat you alive or something. Yeah, that's Chuck Schumer, Senator from New York. And here he is in Beijing, China, with a Chinese government official. Here's a picture of Jacob Rothschild. Then here's a very classic, interesting picture. It's the vice president of China, and he's standing at the Great Wall of China, a major tourist site. And who is standing beside him in their big overcoats, smiling, but President Barack Obama, and the ambassador to Red China, John Huntsman. Now, you may know a little bit about John Huntsman. Most people, Americans, didn't even know who he was. He was the governor of Utah, but he was chosen. And by the way, he and his family, especially his father, owned the Huntsman Oil Company. I went back home to my little hometown of Port Neches, Texas recently. You know, just sort of sentimental. I just, every once in a while, I'll go visit my old hometown. Do you ever do that, folks? I don't know. Maybe you don't. I do. You know, I'm too old. Most people don't. Nobody knows me there anymore. They've all died that used to know me. Wanda says, oh, you only go here because you think of your high school girlfriends. No, that's not true. She just says that, you know, just to give me a hard time. You just want to go back and see your old hometown because you remember all those young girls you used to go with. No, that's not true, sweetheart, I tell her. But every once in a while, I do think of one of them. You know, I mean, it's been so long ago. I don't know. That I don't think very hard. I think Wanda can read my mind, so I better not think very hard of my old girlfriends. Anyway, it's been 50 years ago. They certainly wouldn't know me. I'm not interested in them, except that I do hope that each one of them know Jesus as I do. In any case, I went back home to visit, and, you know, Port Neches is basically a chemical oil. That's all it does. Has big chemical refineries. My dad worked for a refinery. He actually enjoyed it. He loved working there. And he was very proud of the gold watch they gave him for working there 30 years. And it was they made chemicals for rubber, you know, synthetic rubber and tires. That's what he did all those years. He was proud of it, proud of the job that he did. You know, I think people should be proud, whatever your job is. My dad enjoyed working for U.S. Rubber there in Port Neches, Texas. But I noticed that a huge bunch of tanks were out there, you know, oil tanks full of gas and oil. They had several names. It used to be called Pure Oil Company. Then it sold out to Humble, H-U-M-B-L-E. And then it was Esso. Then it was Exxon. Now it's Huntsman Oil. Huntsman Oil. I found out it's a John Huntsman family that owns Huntsman Oil. And they own all these big, you know, tanks and, you know, oil fields there in Port Neches, Texas. So there he is standing with Obama, who appointed him as ambassador to Red China. But wait, he's Republican governor of Utah. Hey, as George Wallace used to say back in Alabama, there's not a dime's worth of difference between Republicans and Democrats. And you'll find that out from Die America Die, my new video, believe me. Hey, here's from the Austin American Statesman headline. Millions added to tally of poor. Read the fine print. 46 million people, Americans now. 46 million are now on food stamps. 46 million? I can remember a time when there weren't even a such thing as a food stamp. You know, and that was only a couple years ago, Jerry. Well, no, more than a couple. Here's a picture of Michael Dell, and he's got Chinese lettering on the wall behind him, and it says Dell, but it's in Chinese because they have the old computer company there. Here's some Daily Finance newspaper. It says China, not U.S., likely to benefit from Afghanistan's mineral riches. That's what you'll find out in this video. 300,000 mining workers from China and some Chinese troops inside Afghanistan. What are they doing there? Well, America went to Afghanistan because of trillions of dollars of copper, aluminum, tin, iron ore. Well, who's getting all those mineral riches? Red China. Isn't that amazing? Here's a picture of Fortune magazine. It's Mao Zedong wearing an Uncle Sam hat. And the headline from Fortune magazine says, China wants you. Here's another headline from the Independent London newspaper. China to develop Iraq oil fields. China? Here's a picture from the Chinese National Petroleum Corporation that's operating inside Iraq. And American troops are nearby to protect them from terrorism. Oh, yeah. So that's why we're in Iraq, to protect the Chinese National Oil Corporation. Wow. Here's from the American Free Press, a headline. United States told, bail out Europe. European banks, even the sovereign debt, the sovereign countries of Europe are all going bankrupt. But don't worry. The Fed Reserve is printing a lot more billions of dollars to give to them at 0% interest. Here's one you like from Market Watch newspaper. The headline says, many of us will not be able to retire until our 80s. Used to be, people dreamed about retiring in their 50s. Now Americans say, I'm going to have to work till I'm in the 80s. Why? Because your IRA has been eaten alive by the fall of the stock market. Now you might have to work until your 80s. That's why you go to Walmart, you go to some of the McDonald's fast food places, and there's older people working there. What are they doing there? They need a job. Many of them were laid off from their jobs. They were making $50, $60, $80, $100,000 a year, and now they're making $10 an hour, $7 an hour at McDonald's or Burger King or Kentucky Fried Chicken. And no wonder. Here's a headline. Food prices skyrocket around the world. And then this terrible headline. Can the United States bring jobs back from China? You know what the answer to this article was? Can the United States bring back jobs from China? It said in this article, the United States keeps lowering its wages proportionate to other countries. The working man of America keeps getting poorer and poorer. More people are joining the ranks of the poor. And the more they get down to the bottom, and they're leveling with other countries in South America and Asia, then jobs can come back here. Isn't that good news? You folks that were making $15, $25, $30 an hour in those nice, cushy union jobs, when you get knocked down to $8 or $9 an hour, then the job factories will come back here. Then Dale and Apple and General Motors, then they can come back from Uzbekistan and Russia and Indonesia and India. You can get your job back. You know the one where you used to make $25 an hour? They'll pay you $7 an hour now. They say that's when the jobs will come back. Good news, right? Sure. Here's one from Beltway Confidential Newsletter. Study says most new Texas jobs went to immigrants. Governor Rick Perry brags about how many jobs Texas created. The only problem is the jobs were given to Mexican immigrants, most of them in the United States and Texas illegally. And then finally, this headline, or question you might say, how will you survive America's coming dark ages? How will you survive? Die, America, die. The Illuminati plan to murder America, confiscate its wealth, and make Red China leader of the New World Order. Murder America, confiscate wealth, make Red China leader of the New World Order. A nation that is a synthesis of the most evil type of communism and capitalism. America is dying. And it will go out, my friends, with a bang and not a whimper. And you need to know the facts of what's going on. Can we change the tides? Can we restore our Constitution? Can we take America back? I am worried. I'm sick of what has been going on. But there still is a God in heaven. God is still on the throne. The question is, are we willing to return America into the almighty hands of Almighty God? This is Tex Mars. You've been listening to Power of Prophecy. We've been discussing my new video documentary, Die, America, Die. If you do order the video, and I pray that you will, I'd like to hear from you. I really would. I'd like to know your opinion, your thoughts, how we can keep America alive. And my friends, each week during the same time, tune in to discover the power of prophecy.